Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francis on.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Son, Francesa on the Fan on this Monday, the 30th day of the month of September. So September goes by the books. It ends with kind of a chilly, overcast day, so not one of its better days after it was a phenomenal month for weather. We say goodbye to September, and we get ready for the month of October, which will belong, hopefully, to the New York Yankees, who will begin their quest for a title and try to visit the World Series for the first time in a decade. It's been a long 10 years since the Yankees have been to the World Series. They will try this year to get there, and they will open up with a foe they have dominated in the past, to that, of course, the Minnesota Twins, which will begin on Friday at Yankee Stadium. We'll be doing the show 3 o'clock, right up to pregame on Friday from Yankee Stadium. The Yanks will play Friday. They'll play Saturday. They will then come back for a Game 5 Thursday if necessary. They will not have home field against the Astros, which means the games in that series that will be back in Yankee Park if the Yankees do get to the League Championship Series will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I believe that's 15, 16, 17 of the month of October. And then they can advance from there onto a World Series where maybe the Dodgers will be waiting. Maybe somebody else will be waiting. We'll see what happens when they get there from that standpoint. But the Yankees wind up, there were a lot of teams who won 100 games this year. The Yankees wind up with a better record than the Twins, but not a better record than the Astros, and not a better record than the Dodgers. So we know what that means. But there were four teams that won 100 games this year, and three of them were in the American League. The Yankees, the Twins, the Astros, and in the National League won the Dodgers. And the Mets getting a win yesterday, which actually gave them the over with me. I had them under 80. I had 85.5 as an under. It's the only one I lost. I went 5-1. Didn't go 6-0 because of an old guy we rooted for a lot this year who came up with a big hit. But good for the Mets. They finished with 86 wins. They did a good job. They won a lot of games down the stretch, so they got to 10 games over 500 and gave themselves hope. My understanding, and this is on very good authority, that no decision has been reached yet on the manager. There will be meetings later this week. Obviously, Jewish holiday today. There will be meetings, and we send our best to everybody. There will be meetings later this week where a decision will be reached. No decision has been reached yet for or against Mickey Callaway. There are meetings coming this week, organizational meetings, and by the end of the week, the Mets will have a decision on where they're going for their manager. So it's not a slam dunk either way. It's not a slam dunk or he'd be gone today. He's not gone today. No decision, my understanding is no decision has been reached. There will be meetings on the subject coming up this week when they get together, and that will be obviously Jeff and Fred and Brody and Omar and whoever else they consider in that inner circle that they want to be involved in deciding who the manager will be for next year. So the Mets will move in that direction and move quickly. My understanding is they feel they will by Friday have an answer on what will be Mickey's fate. I'd call it 50-50 right now. I don't think it's better than that. I don't think it's worse than that. I think it's 50-50. I think if they're willing to open the wallet and get a big manager, then I think he's gone. If they're not willing to do that and they're going to go get a new face, a guy who hasn't been tested yet, a guy who isn't a manager yet, then there will be argument in the room that why don't we just stick with him if we're not going to do that? So I think if they're looking for a Joe Girardi, as an example, I don't think Mickey can win that. If they're looking for a new face or a new manager, I think Mickey could win that. So I think that's how they look at it. So I'd say it's 50-50. For the Yankees, obviously, we'll do a lot on them this week. We have Yankee tickets to give away each day. We have Yankee tickets coming up today in the 4 o'clock hour. And not only Yankee tickets, a Yankee playoff package. Also, some interesting stuff we're giving away. You got some memorabilia from the Yankees. So there's all kinds of stuff coming your way. So Yankee fans, be listening. We're going to give away tickets and everything that goes with it in the 4 o'clock hour. And the 5 o'clock hour, there's a prize package courtesy of the MLB Network. There's also signed baseballs from Paxton and CC Sabathia. And, of course, the coveted tickets to Game 1, which will be Friday at Yankee Stadium, Friday night against the Minnesota Twins, who won 101-61 this year. So, big year for the Twins, big year for the Yankees, big year for the Astros, big year for the Dodgers, and we'll see if any of those four get crowned the champion. They are joined in the postseason, obviously, by Tampa and Oakland, by Atlanta, St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Washington. And that's where we go with the wild card games and then the playoffs that will begin later this week. And as we said, the Yankee playoffs begin Friday night. We'll be at Yankee Stadium to cover everything and to do the show from there on Friday. All right, let's get to the football. Jets had the day off. We'll get to the Sam Darnold stuff in a little while. I find it shocking they're even considering him this week. They admitted he hasn't been in any football contact, but he's going to start working out. So let's, you know, and his comments about his spleen, I think, are a little ridiculous. But again, that's his deal, and they'll have to deal with whatever they're going to deal with Sam going forward. They have a tough game this week, obviously. They're a two-touchdown underdog to the Eagles. And now we get to the Giants, who did what they had to do. They got to 2-2, and that's why that Tampa missed field goal was so big. So big because it gave them an opportunity to get a fresh start at 2-2. And you can hear it in Giant fans. You can hear it in a lot of the media. A lot of people act like the Giants turned it around. Listen, they're a missed field goal from being 1-3. And beating the Redskins, I'm just going to wait a little while before I'm ready to go crazy about the Giants based on what I saw from the Redskins. The Redskins were brutal yesterday. First of all, you knew that coach did not want to play that quarterback, and that quarterback showed you exactly why. I mean, he didn't have a clue what to do. Number two, how banged up was that team? If you were going to list the best players on the Redskins, three or four of them were out of the game yesterday, including Trent Williams, including Reed. I mean, running backs, cornerbacks. I mean, they had guys all over the place. That team started Flowers on the offensive line. Think about it. Think about how bad that is that he was starting in the game yesterday. That's how brutal it was. I mean, they were not much of a threat. Let's be honest. They were bad. I mean, it wasn't a pretty game with penalties and seven turnovers. It wasn't a pretty game, that's for sure. And in the second half, you knew that Redskins weren't coming back. You know, once he couldn't get in on the goal line, you knew they weren't coming back. So, I mean, and then the pick six obviously iced it. But you have to be realistic here. They're 2-2, which means they get a fresh start, which is why it was so important. If they're 1-3 right now, you're not feeling that way. That's why that win was so important. And for those people who said, oh, you know, the quarterback's performance was what mattered. And yes, eventually this year will come down to his development, not to wins and losses, when they disappoint again this year. But the fact that they got to get to 2-2 gives them at least a chance to take a deep breath and dream. And listen, there'll be some cold water splashed on it in the names of the Vikings and the Pats in the next 10 days. Now they want to show everybody something. I'm not going to ask you to go 4-2 with a game this Sunday at home against Minnesota and then a Thursday night game at Foxborough. I'm not going to ask you to go 2-2. Just go 2-0. Let's go 1-1. Be 3-3, and I will be impressed after six games. Just don't be a bad 2-4. Because then all the negativity will start to seep in again. But just be a... And still, it is about his development more than anything else. He didn't have a great game yesterday. They didn't ask him to do a lot. He kind of got lost in the middle of the game a little bit, threw a couple of bad picks, could have had more. But you know what? They win, so that's all that matters right now. And they were able to kind of take it easy with him in the second half and not put him in a position where he had to, you know, force the issue or do anything. They gave him some throws that were very, very, you know, very, very easy throws to make. And again, he showed his mobility. He had one play that I thought was his best play in the game was when he broke another tackle, and then ran for a first. And that was big. That's where he showed that mobility, again, without any question. But you're going to get learning days like that yesterday. That's good. Hey, you get turnovers. When you get young quarterbacks in the games, you get turnovers. That's what you get. And that's what you got yesterday from two guys, including a guy that a lot of – now, I was never big on either one of these quarterbacks. I was not a Haskins guy, as you know. I was not in the least. A lot of people were. A lot of people loved him, wanted the Giants to take him. I was never a Haskins guy. Never was. Thought his year last year, I thought he came out of nowhere and, you know, had a great year last year. But again, that was in a system with the right personnel and the right coach. So I just, for one, was not, you know, all excited about either one of those guys, as a matter of fact. But right now, at 2-2, you got a chance to, hey, a lot of those Giant fans will go this week thinking, hey, we're going to get to 3-2. We're going to get rolling here. And why not? There's no reason for you as a fan not to think that. That's what you should think. Minnesota's not unbeatable. They have their own issues, but they're going to be a very rugged defense with a pass rush, with a sophisticated defense, with a sophisticated secondary. And this is going to be a little more than he's had the first couple of games. And then Thursday night on a short week in Foxborough against what the Patriots do, that will be a very tall order because they will do a good job confusing him. They confuse a lot of quarterbacks. So that's where we are, obviously. A lot going on. Whenever you say October, there's a lot going on. And, hey, the Jets still looking for a win and to get their quarterback healthy. Their Giants now get to 2-2, so they get a fresh start. I understand. They got a break in Tampa. I understand it was just the Redskins, but they are 2-2. Just don't go crazy about how good they are. Take it in stride. And let's see what happens when they start to play some regular teams, which is what they do this week, now that they play the Vikings and then the Pats, which would be a very tall order. No one's asking to beat them. Just get to 3-3 after six games, and it would be a very big step in the right direction. So we got a lot to do. We have Yankee tickets to give away, a whole bunch of stuff to get to, and we'll get it all rolling on this Monday right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.